我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们一再的来看阿摩斯书的时候
，As we continue to look into the book of Amos，
我们很明确的看到阿摩斯当日把神对以色列的心意没有保留的来向人解开。
We're able to see that God, without any reservation, opened up His heart's desire to the people of Israel through Amos.
神选召阿摩斯。
God chose Amos.
是在卑微的人中间呼召他。
It's the fact that God called Amos from amongst those who were lowly.
尽管他在人的面前没有什么特殊的地位。
Even though Amos did not have any particular position before man.
但是他的话却是有力的。
Yet the words of Amos are powerful.
因为他不是讲自己的话。
Because Amos does not speak his own words.
他是讲神要他讲的话。
Amos speaks the words which God desired for him to say.
所以我们看到当他发生的时候。
So when we see this happening,
弟兄姊妹你留意一开头他就对列国发出了警告。
Brothers and sisters, you can see that at the very beginning, Amos gave a warning to all the nations.
但是你看他每向一个国发出警告的时候
But as you see Amos giving a warning to each of the nations,
他开头就说
He first says,
耶和华如此说
Thus said of the Lord.
然后说完了也
And then after he finishes,
他就说,
he says,
这是耶和华说的。
This is said of the Lord.
对, 对每一个国家开头说话的时候,
As he begins speaking to each nation,
都是这样说。
He says this way,
耶和华这样说。
Thus said of the Lord.
说完了那些话以后,
After he finishes those words,
这是耶和华说的。
Amos finishes said of the Lord.
那是非常肯定又非常明确的在那里让人留意这些话不是人的话
Amos clearly and affirms the fact that these words are not the word of man
我们是在感谢我们的神
Indeed we praise and thank
our God 我们上次也特别的提到
Last time we also mentioned
阿摩斯他是犹大人
Amos was from the nation of Judah
但是他祭司的职事乃是向着以色列
ButHis ministry as a prophet is toward Israel.
神是用着他在犹大向以色列发声。
God uses Amos to speak to Israel from Judah.
然后又把他带到以色列地直接的向以色列人发声。
And then God also brings Amos into the land of Israel to speak directly to Israel.
当然这个就和以色列当时属灵的光景很有关系。
Of course, this has a direct relationship to the spiritual condition of Israel at that time.
在以色列地有没有先知呢？
Are there prophets in the land of Israel?
有。
Yes.
但是以色列人不把他们放在眼里。
But the people of Israel was not mindful of them at all.
神就在犹大兴起人来。
Therefore, God raised individuals from Judah.
对着以色列说话。
To speak to Israel.
明明的向着以色列说话。
Clearly speaking to Israel.
并且说的是非常厉害的话。
And say it's very severe words.
我们以后慢慢看下去我们就看到。
As we read on, we'll see this.
一面是指出以色列的败坏。
On the one hand, it speaks of the corruption of Israel.
一面也指出以色列在神面前该选择的。
On the other hand, it also points out the way which Israel should choose before God.
那在阿摩斯的那个信息的里面
Now in the message of Amos,
几乎可以说是责备的话是最重的。
You can say pretty much the focus are on words of rebuke.
但是很有意思。
But it's very meaningful.
当我们看到阿摩斯开始说话的时候
When we see when Amos starts to speak,
他先是点名。
He first points out,
他主要是对着以色列。
His purpose, his audience is toward Israel.
所以你留意到第一章第二节那里他就说了。
So you can pay note, chapter 1 verse 2
says, 耶和华必从锡安吼叫。
And he said, the Lord will roar from Zion.
从耶路撒冷发声。
And utter his voice from Jerusalem.
牧人的草场要悲哀。
And the habitations of the shepherd shall mourn.
山顶的要枯干。
And the top of Carmel shall wither.
他说话的对象，你说话的焦点是耶路撒冷。
The focus of his words is toward Israel.
但是说话的对象是以色列。
But where he speaks from is from Judah, but he is speaking to Israel.
那这是提醒以色列人一个很严肃的事情。
This reminds the Israelites a very serious matter.
因为当提到西安，提到耶路撒冷的时候，
Because when you mention of Zion, when you mention Jerusalem,
任何一个以色列人都知道，
Any Israelite would know.
我们祖宗的神是在哪里？
The God of our fathers is there.
而我们祖宗的神所给我们的那个圣殿在哪里？
The temple which the God of our fathers gave us is there.
我们和神的那个关系的正确的 那一个交接点在哪里？
The focal point where we meet and have a correct relationship with the God of our Father is there.
以前我们的王把我们带到半偶像，半金牛犊的那个光景。
Before, when our king led us to the condition of worshipping the golden cow.
后来又有一些王把我们带到巴黎的面前来侍奉。
Also, other kings would bring us into the presence of Baal to worship.
但是我们知道我们原先有一位神。
But we know we have a God.
他是我们的神。
And he is our God.
他是我们祖宗的神。
And he's also the God of our fathers.
他领我们从埃及出来。
He is the one who led us out of Egypt.
带我们进入迦南。
To bring us into Canaan.
而我们的祖宗也为他建造了圣殿。
Our fathers have also built a temple for him.
他就在那一边。 显明他的同在,
and he is there manifesting his presence.
但是经过了好多年,
but for so many years, it seems as we have forgotten him.
但是我们感谢神,
but we thank God.
以色列人可以忘记神,
the Israelites could forget God.
但神却没有忘记以色列,
yet God did not forget Israel.
说神在以色列地, 神在耶路撒冷上,
So God is uttering his voice to Israel from Jerusalem.
所以一开始就已经很明确摆出神在圣殿发声是专为着以色列要给带回神的面光底下。
So even from the very beginning, it is very clear and direct that God is speaking from Jerusalem directly to Israel for them to return under the light of God's presence.
但是很 很有意思,
but it's very meaningful.
那当神这样做了一个开始说话的, 宣告以后,
now, as God has made this proclamation that He is beginning to speak,
神却没有马上直接就指责那个以色列,
God did not directly rebuke Israel.
我们从第三节开始, 我们就看到,
from verse 3, we can see
神是向列国先发出警告。
God first speaks and gives warning to the nations.
说是警告, 不如说是一个宣告。
If we say it is a warning, we can say this is a proclamation.
那个宣告的内容就是神的审判和刑罚就要来到。
And the content of this proclamation is that the judgment of God and condemnation of God will come.
所以他对列国所宣告的全是审判的话。
So what Amos is proclaiming to all the nations are words of judgment.
全是那个惩治的话。
And words of punishment.
最末了才提到以色列。
It is at the very end that he speaks of Israel.
那按照一般说来,
now, in general,
神既然是说明说是对着以色列说话,
if God has said clearly, He is speaking directly to Israel,
那就开始就对他说,
He should just speak directly to Israel first,
一直把他说到他服下来为止,
until He speaks and Israel submits.
但是很稀奇,
but amazingly,
神不这样说,
that is not how God speaks.
神先从 外邦说起,
God first begins with the Gentiles.
从外邦说到选民,
from the Gentiles to the chosen people.
在选民当中, 从犹大说到以色列,
from the chosen people, from Judah to Israel.
我们留意这个次序很有意思。
When we take note of this order, it is very meaningful.
我们千万不要以为说,
let us not think,
既然对以色列责备, 那就 干脆就对着以色列说好了，那向列国说那么许多话干什么呢？
If it is a rebuke to Israel, directly speak to Israel, why do you spend so much words speaking to the Gentile nation?
若想我们如果细细的来留意神说话的内容,
yet if we pay careful attention to the content of God's word,
留意到神说话的对象,
and we pay attention to the audience which God speaks to,
我们会发觉一件事情,
we'll discover one thing.
很明显的。
It is very clear.
很清楚的。
It is very evident.
神向列国说的话。
The words which God speaks to the nations.
并不是直接要说给列国听。
It is not speaking directly for the nations to hear.
直接要听神的话的。
But the ones who are to hear the word of God, it's still Israel.
虽然对着以色列外邦说话，
even though it is spoken toward the Gentile nation,
但我听神话的那个主要的对象不是外邦。
Yet the main audience of hearing God's word is not the Gentile nation,
是以色列。
It is Israel.
那我们怎么来看这件事情呢？
Now how do we see this?
我想从好几方面来和弟兄姊妹们去注意。
I think we can pay attention to this from various aspects.
那弟兄姊妹都留意到。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
这里提到好多个外邦。
Here it speaks of many Gentile nations.
第一个是提到亚兰人。
First it speaks of the Armenians.
第二个是提到腓力士人。
And then the Philistines.
然后又提到推罗。
And then Tyre.
还有以东。
And then Edom.
然后就是亚门和摩亚。
And then Ammon and Moab.
再提到犹大。
And then he speaks of Judah.
最末了才提以色列。
At the end, Israel.
如果你先用大的那个分布来区别他们的时候。
If we look at it very broadly and distinguish it.
你可以看见前边的一大堆都是十二个支派围绕着十二个支派的邻国。
You can see it is the neighboring nations that surround the 12 tribes.
那么当然跟以色列相邻的那些国家在历史上面他们当中就有很多的那个交锋在那里。
Of course, these neighboring nations that surround Israel throughout history have a lot of dealings intertwined with Israel.
从外面来看的话，你只是看见好像是他们国与国之间的过不去。
Externally speaking, you think it might be just nations against nations and they're not getting along.
但是你往里面去看的时候，
But if we look into it,
你大概会了解到一点。
We'll come to understand.
那个超越人和人中间的关系。
This really transcends the relationship between
men. 是有一个很隐藏的事实在哪里。
It is a very hidden factor.
是空中掌权者的势力在那里与神的那一个救赎旨意的进行来发生冲突。
It is a conflict.Between the prince of the air, who is the wicked one in the air, and his power against the power of God and his salvation.
所以在这里，神向他们宣告的国家都是包围着以色列的邻国。
Therefore, this proclamation which God speaks to first is all the surrounding neighboring nations of Israel.
那我们可以这样说。
Now we can say this.
如果从他们的源头来看，
If we look at it from the origin,
那他们都是同一个祖宗出来的。
They are all from the same forefather.
我说同一个祖宗，还不是推到亚当的那么老远。
Now when I say they are all from the same origin, I'm not going back all the way to Adam.
我们只是把它推到亚伯拉罕。那个地点。
We're only going as far back as Abraham.
那我们看到他们当中彼此就是有一个远亲的关系在那里。
We can see that they do have this relationship where they are far relatives.
但是这里神说话的时候所发表出来的。
This is the words that God says as he speaks.
让我们能留意得到。
We can take note of that.
整个的事实是超越过人与人的关系。
But the whole history transcends really the relationship between men.
而是重在那个属灵的实际。
But it's focused on the spiritual reality.
我再说一遍。
I say again.
整个事情的整个那个那里所发生的事情。
All that takes place here.
都是和撒旦阻挡神的救赎工作的进行。是有关联的。
Has to do with the fact that Satan is trying to oppose and hinder the execution of God's salvation plan.
所以神就指着他们来说责备的话。
Therefore, God is speaking to them and says words of rebuke.
因为我们如果没有看到这样的一个关系的时候,
now, we do not see this connection, this relationship there.
我们就会有一个疑问,
then we will have this question and doubt.
为什么神的责备只是限于这些国家?
Why is it that the rebuke of God is only limited to these nations?
为什么不在这些国家以外的其他的那些?
Why is it not against nations outside of these nations?
当然有些人有些弟兄就以为, 因为这些国家跟以色列的关系很密切。
Of course, some brethren may say that these nations have a very intimate relationship with Israel.
那只是跟血缘的这方面来说了。
But that only speaks on the matter of relationship between men.
但是如果你要看到在整个政治的局面和以色列人发生关系的, 那就更多了。
That is... Also, you can see it is also from a political viewpoint where it has to do with Israel.
我们能留意得到的,
we can take note of that.
有亚述人,
there are the Assyrians.
而有以后呢, 有, 希腊人,
and later on, there are the Greeks.
有波斯人,
there are the Persians.
也有罗马人,
there are also the Romans.
当然你说, 阿摩斯的时候,这些国都没有出现。
Of course, you say during the time of Amos, these nations did not come about yet.
当然在历史的次序上面来说,他们还没到。
Yes, in the timeline of history, they did not appear yet.
但是我们很明显地看到一件事。
But very clearly we see.
神在这里提到列国的时候,虽然只是提到当时和以色列紧紧的
Here, as God mentions and speaks to the nations, yes, it is those who are connected and neighboring nations surrounding Israel. But God declares to us a very clear fact through speaking directly to these neighboring nations. What fact is that?
他要让神的百姓知道,
God wants His people to know.
神是监察全地的神,
God is a God who searches all the land.
他不是单单只是对着以色列,
He is not only looking toward Israel.
他不是只是在那里注视他的选民的一举一动,
He is not only focused on all the actions of His chosen people.
全地都在
But all the land is under the search, the examination of God. And we also know very clearly the work which God desires to do upon the land. It is not only focused and limited to one nation, one tribe.
我的意思是说,
and I say that and I mean,
虽然在旧约的日子的里面, 神在律法的那个, 范围的里边去拣选以色列,
even though in the Old Testament, under the law, in the boundary in which God works, He is toward the chosen people of Israel.
但是我们却是从许许多多的旧约的记录里边留意到,
but from all the recordings in the Old Testament, we're able to see,
拣选以色列只是神工作的次序的问题所带出来的历史。
The choosing of Israel is only but the order of God's work that is brought out in history.
以色列在那一段日子里面是神在历史上做工的重点。
That only means that in the timeline of history, Israel is the focal point of God's work.
但是并不等于说神只在以色列中做工,
but that does not equal and mean that God only works in Israel,
而完全地把外邦踢开,
and completely neglects the Gentile nations.
这一点我们是很清楚的,可以能找到那些例子的。
That is a point that we clearly can see and throughout all the examples.
如果从远古一点的,
if we go farther back,
弟兄姊妹, 我们记得挪亚的洪水,
brothers and sisters, we remember the flood of Noah.
那挪亚的洪水拯救的是挪亚的后代。
Now, the flood of Noah saved Noah and his family.
但是在挪亚的方舟没有显出功用以前,
But before the Noah's Ark manifested its function,
神是借着挪亚造方舟的这一个事实, 向全地来发出信号的。
It is true the fact that Noah's building the ark was being preached a message through all the people throughout the land.
又比方说,
For another example,
我们看到神在那个
We can see that during the days of Abraham, God was to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But you can see in the process when God was to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, God manifests himself to man that he is not one who is quickly to anger and work. He takes note and pays attention.
除非索多玛跟俄摩拉真的是走到神的底线那里了。
It's only when Sodom and Gomorrah goes to the very bottom line of God.
神才出手。
Then God will extend forth his hand.
那又比方说,
Another example.
我们读约拿书的时候, 你留意,
now, when we read the book of Jonah, we can take note.
约拿向神发脾气,
now, Jonah had a temper toward God.
神就直接对约拿说,
God speaks directly to Jonah.
你为了那一棵悲马树,
now, for the sake of that tree,
你就发脾气了,
and you're angry at me.
但是尼尼微城里头,
But yet for the city of Nineveh,
不会分辨左右手的, 有那么许多的万人,
for so many thousands who do not know left from right,
我岂能不爱惜?
How can I not have compassion on them?
留意到这些记录, 虽然是分散在旧约的不同的时间和,
Now, brothers and sisters, all these examples throughout the Old Testament in different times, different places, tells us of the fact that God is indeed a God who examines all the land. Now, when we read the book of Amos, we can see God speaks to all the
nations.
At the very least, you see that God indeed is a God who examines the land.
如果我们能留意这一点,
Now, if we can take note of this point,
那我们站在以色列人的立场上面来看神说话,
and if we were to stand in the place of the Israelites to hear God speak, we ought to have a very clear understanding. God is not only coming toward us, Israelites, but all the people throughout the land is under God's examination. But we are the chosen people of God.
是不是应该神多留一点情面?
Would it not be that God will give us some face and courtesy?
也许人会有这个想法,
Perhaps man would think this way.
但是这个想法不是神的想法,
but that is not the way which God thinks.
神的想法和人的想法刚好翻过来,
it is exactly contrary to man's way of thinking.
人会觉得我们跟神的那个关系密切一点, 神对我们应该是通融一点。
Man would think we have more intimate relationship with God, so God will take it more easy upon us.
神的忍耐和怜悯该是多一点。
God's mercy and patience toward us would be a little bit more.
但弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
神刚好把相反的那个光景让我们去领会。
God shows us exactly the opposite.
用新约的话来说就很清楚。
Use words of the New Testament is very clear.
多给谁就上谁多要,
what is given more, to more will be asked.
多托谁就上谁多取,
what is committed more, more will be required.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
那如果我们领会到神的心思的时候,
if we come to know the heart of God,
我们就知道神对以色列有更高更特别的要求,
We'll realize that if God has a higher standard, a higher requirement from the Israelites, that is not something to wonder at all. Because God has entrusted them with more. God has given them more.
God has given them more. 民族高。
God's requirement upon them, what God wants from them, is higher than the nation.
但是很有意思。
But very meaningful.
我们看到神借着阿摩斯来向列邦说话的时候。
We see that when Amos speaks to the nations.
神好像又把他的性情上我们显明出来。
God also seems to open up and show us his nature.
然后叫我们认识神对列邦人和对以色列人在原则上并没有两样。
To show us the fact that toward the Israelites and toward the Gentile nations, God has the same heart.
啊，我想弟兄姊妹，你注意这一个。
I think brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
啊，对每一个国家的责备。
To each nation and their rebuke.
除了刚才我提过的。先是耶和华如此说，后是这是耶和华神说的。
Aside from the fact I pointed out, Amos begins with "Thus saith the Lord" and ends with "saith the Lord."
除了这个肯定那个说话的内容以外
，aside from being very affirmed in the content which he says，
你看到对每一个民族也好，国家也好，说话里边神都说了。那样的一番话。
To all the nations, to all the tribes, God speaks the same words.
啊，那是什么话呢
？What words are they?
那就是说
，That is
三番四次的犯罪，我必不免去他的刑罚。
It says for three transgressions and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof.
弟兄姊妹，我们因为。在阿摩斯书里头，你看见神说这个话说了很多了。
Now, brothers and sisters, in the book of Amos, we see these words God speaks so many times.
因为对每一个国家说话都说这几句话。
Because these are the words God speaks to all the nations.
而我们常常会不自觉的有这样下意识的反应在那里。
So sometimes, unknowingly, subconsciously, we'll feel this way.
这是神例行的公式。
Now, this is just a routine.That God goes through.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，当我们细细去读的时候
，Brothers and sisters, if we pay attention and read it,
你发觉真的不是例行公事那么轻松的。
You'll know this is not so casual and not routine at all.
并且在那里还引起我们好些个疑问的。
And actually, it will bring forth a lot of question from us.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
能引起我们疑问就很好了。
That it will raise questions for us is a good thing.
因为神就是要这样引起我们的疑问。
Because God wants us to know why.
然后就借助这里的事实来向我们说明他是怎么样的一位神。
And then through the facts listed here, it points out to us the fact what kind of God he is.
那我们从不同的方面来留意神这样说话。
Now we can take note how God speaks in various angles.
神说他们都是三番四次的犯罪。
God says for three transgressions and for four.
那就是说
That means
他们不是偶尔来做一点不好的事。
They are not just doing something bad coincidentally.
他们是接连在那里做。
But they're continuing to do things that God does not please with.
所以神说他们是三番四次的在那里犯罪。
So God says for three transgressions and for four.
难怪英国那一个所谓哲学家罗素啊，他说他不要信神。
That's why there is this English philosopher Rousseau.
他不是说不要信神，他说根本没有神。
It's not that he does not want to believe God. It's not that say he does not believe God. He said there is no God at all.
其中的一个理由就是
one reason he gives is
如果真是有神的话
if there is a God,
怎么在地上那么许许多多的非不法的事情？神不管一下。
Why is it when there are so many unlawful things in this world, God is not taking care of them?
如果他不管
If God does not take care of them,
他就是不义。
That means he is an unrighteous God.
如果他不能管
If he is one who deals with these things,
就是他无能。
If he cannot deal with them, that means he is not capable.
如果神是这样的神
If that is such a God,
我为什么要信他
Why would I believe in him?
弟兄姊妹们，这个疑问只是他一个人的吗
？Now, brothers and sisters, would Rousseau be the only one who have such a doubt?
不是地上有许许多多的人都会用这个理由来拒绝神吗
？Wouldn't it be so many throughout this world would have the same reason to reject God?
他不管就是他不义。
Now, if he is not taking care of these unlawful things, he is not righteous. If he cannot deal with them, that means he is not capable.
他无能，他跟我们一样，我为什么要信？
If he is unjust and incapable, just like us, why do I have to believe in him?
但是神在这里很清楚的说明。
But God says here very clearly,
他们三番四次的犯罪。
For three transgressions and for four.
我没有去管他们。
I did not deal with them.
乃是我的容忍是盼望他们悔改。
It is because of my forbearance that I am longing for them to repent.
而我留下机会给他们悔改。
I'm giving them the chance to repent.
弟兄姊妹，我们留意到以后，神责备以色列的话非常严厉。
Brothers and sisters, later on we see the rebuke that God has for Israel is very solemn and serious.
你说神既然责备的那么严厉，
You question if God rebukes them so severely,
那还为什么还要容忍呢？
Why is it then he will still forbear with them?
就是我们没有办法了解神的怜悯究竟有多大的深度。
Brothers and sisters, there's no way for us to comprehend and fathom the depth of God's mercy.
我们也不知道神的怜悯究竟有多宽的容量。
And we cannot be able to understand the broadness and capacity of God's forbearance.
但是一件事情神自己明明说出来。
But one thing God clearly says.
那特别在以赛亚书上。神一再的在那里说，
Especially in the book of Isaiah, God continues to say,
恶人的死亡岂是我所愿意看见的吗？
God is not willing to see the wicked perish.
我岂不是愿意看见他们回转悔改，我就赦免他们吗？
God is willing to see them repent, that God will show them forgiveness.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是神的心思。
Brothers and sisters, that is the heart of God.
这个就是神的怜悯。
That is the mercy of God.
这个也就是神的容忍。
That is also the forbearance of God. God says,
摩押也好，
whether Moab,
非利士也好，
or the Philistines,
亚兰也好，
or the Syrians,
连犹大以色列都好，
even Judah, Israel,
他们三番四次的犯罪，
for three transgressions and for four,
我忍下来了，
I forbear.
但是我忍下来，
But the fact that I forbear
不等于说神没有一个底线，
does not mean that God does not have a bottom line.
神有一条底线，
there is a bottom line.
你不能把神逼到那个底线，
if you force God to that baseline,
你要是拿神的容忍作为神可以好欺负的把他一直逼到底线的话，
and you want to force God to that bottom line and think you can pick on him because he is very patient and forbearing.
我们就会看见神接上去的那一句话了。
Then we can see the words that God continues to say.
接上去那句话是什么？
And God says,
我必不免去他们的刑罚。
I will not turn away the punishment thereof.
这里留意这两句，这两个话是不调和的。
Brothers and sisters, you see these words are conflicting.
三番四次是容忍。
For three transgressions and for four is forbearing.
我并不免去他们的刑罚是公义的彰显。
I will not turn away the punishment thereof. It is a manifestation of righteousness.
就没有怜悯了。
There is no more mercy.
就没有忍耐了。
No more forbearance.
只有执行那个追讨了。
It is only to execute the punishment.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们承认，
We confess,
人对神的那个性情或者说神的性格实在没有办法不承认我们是不了解。
A man's understanding of God's nature, man's understanding of God's character is something we must confess that we do not know and understand.
我们常常看神，
Many times we look at God,
是用我们自己怎么看我们自己来要求神。
And we compare God to ourselves, what requirement we have upon ourselves.
我们没有容忍人的那个度量。
And we do not have the capacity to forbear with others.
我们也说神啊，你也不能这样的容忍。
And we also say to our God, you cannot forbear with them anymore that way.
我们都有一个这样的趋势。
We also have this inclination.
我们就喜欢显明我是公义的，你是该被给定罪的。
We like to manifest the fact that we are just and you should be condemned.
特别是表明在对别人是很严的，对自己很宽。
Especially we manifest that in the fact that we're very strict with others, but very loose. to ourselves.
那我们以为神也应该是如此。
And we think God should be the same way.
但是感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
有人类历史的 几千年来，神一直忍受人对他的误会。
Throughout the thousands of years of man's history, God forbears with man's misunderstanding.
但是神在合宜的时间，他也在那里表白他自己。
But in the appropriate time, God will show himself just.
阿摩斯书是其中的一次了。
And the book of Amos is one of those times God will manifest himself.
神是显明他是容忍，他是可以容忍罪人的神。
God manifests himself as one who forbears with sinners.
但是神也明明的说出他对罪人的容忍是不是无限，
But God also states the fact that His forbearance for sinners is not unlimited.
是有底线。
There is a bottom line.
啊，人如果走到那个底线的时候
，If man reaches the bottom line,
神就要来干预。
God will intervene.
神就要来追讨。
God will chasten.
那么这也就是罗马书上所说的。
That is also in the book of Romans.
当人在神的面前是可以放肆。
When man does whatever they are pleased before God,
神会容忍他们。
God will forbear with them.
神容忍到一个地步，甚至可以说，神说我就任凭他。
God will forbear with them to a point that God says He will give them up to their own pleasure.
但是神说任凭他。
When God hands them over and says give them up.
是有下文的。
There is words to come after that.
那个下文是什么？
What does that say?
把他们留到审判的时候才处理。
To deal with them and keep them for the day of judgment.
那他们既然故意不认识神。
If they want to ignorantly not know God.
他们既然故意要和神作对。
If they purposefully want to oppose God.
神就让他。
God will allow them.
他们喜欢怎样，神也不管。
God will allow them to do whatever they want.
但是等到审判的时间到的时候，
But when the time of judgment comes,
神就让人看见。
God will show man,
神并不是完全把他的公义埋藏的。
God will show man that he does not completely hide his judgment.
神给他们任凭。
God gives them up.
从另一个角度来说
On another hand,
是神给他们留下机会
God also gives them another opportunity
神不马上对付
that God will not immediately deal with them
乃是让他们有机会回转悔改
that still giving them the chance to repent and return
我们感谢我们的主
We praise and thank our Lord
在阿摩斯书的上面
At the beginning of
the
book of Amos
神
God clearly manifests himself
他是这样的一位神
He is such a God.
他是甘心乐意忍受人的误会和顶撞的神
He is a God who is willing to forbear with man's opposition and misunderstanding.
但是神的容忍不是没有原则的
But God's forbearance is not without a principle.
不是没有界限的
It is not without a boundary, a baseline.
到了神容忍的底线的时候
When the bottom line of God is reached,
神就说我要追讨他
God will say, I will chasten after him.
我们感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord.
这里神是说明他是怜悯人但是他不会放弃
Here God speaks of the fact that He has mercy on man, but He will also not forsake His righteousness.
好了，我们感谢主。
Now we thank God.
那么当我们领会了这样的一件事
，When we understand this fact,
我们又再来细细的注意。
Then we'll go into detail.
当时在列国，包括以色列和犹大
，and the nations thereof, it includes Judah and Israel.
他们在神的面前的那一个。光景是怎么样的呢
What is their condition before God?
其中有一件事情
There's one event
弟兄姊妹你不能忽略的
Brothers and sisters, you have to take note
除了道德上面的一些败落以外
Aside from the corruption of their morality
神非常留意这些邦国用什么态度来对待 神的选民。
God also takes note of the fact what is the attitude that these nations use to deal with His chosen people.
比方说你看，你看那个说那个什么，那个推罗。
For example, if you look at Tyre.
你看那个，摩亚。
Or you look at Moab.
亚门。
Or Ammon.
他们在那里，也说到以东。
And also Edom.
那这几个是和以色列的那个关系，血缘的关系是比较密切的。
Now these nations have a closer blood relationship with Israel.
神责备他们其中的一件事情。
One of the things which God rebukes them for.
乃是说。
Is the fact.
他们不纪念弟兄。
That they did not remember their brethren.
又说他们拿刀追赶弟兄。
And that they pursue their brother with the sword.
你留意上面特别提到这一个的时候。
If you take note that it mentions these things.
我们很容易以为他们只是他们自己当中的人和人的关系。
We would think very casually it's just a relationship how man deals with man.
但是你明确的看的时候
But when we see clearly,
你看到这里所说的是他们用什么态度对待以色列民
It speaks of the fact what attitude they have toward the Israelites.
所以在这一点事情上头
So upon this point,
神在责备以色列以前神指着列国的责备就点出了一个事
When God speaks of the rebuke of the nations, He points out this fact.
他要让以色列人看见。
He wants the Israelites to see.
在过往的历史的里头。
Throughout the history past.
神不住地维护着他们。
God continues to protect them.
但是神给他们那么许多的维护，他们还是不以为神是神。
Yet, even with all that protection from God, they did not honor God as God.
所以神对以色列的追讨
So the pursuit of God upon the Israelites
而且是神对犹大的责备
Or the rebuke of God toward Judah
虽然我们看上去的时候好像比神对 列国的那个责备 严重得多
When we read on we feel like this rebuke is more severe than the other nations
但是神明明在这里就让他的百姓看见
But here clearly God shows his people
他神在责备列国的时候
When God rebukes the other nations
他是点出他们最大惹动神怒气的是他们用不当的不合宜的方法来对待神的选民
God speaks out and points out the fact these nations use an inappropriate attitude a wrong attitude toward his people
我弟兄姊妹这些在神的眼中神是没有办法放得过的
Brothers and sisters, this is something that God will not let go by.
所以你才看到神在那里说你追赶弟兄你残害弟兄你怎么对待弟兄
So when God tells them how you mistreat your brethren, how you pursue your brethren, how you deal with your brethren.
我们实在要在主的面前向主下拜
Indeed, we have to worship before God.
神说他不偏待人。
God says he is not partial.
以色列人常常觉得神偏待他们。
The Israelites will always feel God is showing them favoritism.
我们读到马拉基书的时候，我们就看到以色列人在那里说神偏待人。
When we read to Malachi, the Israelites said that God is partial.
神就问我在什么地方？
And God will answer them, when have I showed you my favoritism? If we look throughout history, you can see that God will protect his people much more than he protects other nations.
神甚至在那里宣告说,
Even to a point there God proclaims,
摸你们的, 摸你们的,
those who touch you.
就是摸我眼中的瞳仁。
It's those who will touch the apple of my eye.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到。
brothers and sisters, who can see?
神和他所拣选的人中间的那个关系。
We can see the relationship God has with those whom He has chosen.
而如果那些蒙拣选的人一直不领会神对他们的那一份感情，那一份的工作的果效。
Now, if that those whom God has chosen is not mindful of the relationship, the affection, the love, the work which God has upon them,
难怪神要追讨起来的时候，那个追讨是那么的严厉。
It is not a wonder when God chastens upon His chosen ones, the chastening is that much more severe.
我们大部分的弟兄姊妹们都是礼拜五刚读完那个生命记了。
Many brothers and sisters have finished reading Deuteronomy on Friday.
我们拿生命记上的话和这里神对列国宣告追讨的话来比较。
When we compare the words from Deuteronomy and here when God chastens after the nations,
你就觉得神这里对列国的宣告就很轻松了。
You can see the proclamation here God has toward the nations is very light.
因为在生命记里边神说如果他要对他的选民来追讨的话，
Because in Deuteronomy you can see God says if he chastens after his people,
他们要给带到列国当中给抛来抛去，
They will be brought to the Gentiles, tossed to and fro.
他们当中的妇人连自己的孩子都要宰了来来吃。
Even their women would kill their own children for food.
他们在那里耕种，天地都给不给他们配合。
Even if they will farm, the heavens would not bring forth the rain, and the land will not give forth its crop.
好像神把他们放带到一个地步，你在那个里面根本就没有立脚的条件。
It is as if
生存的条件。
They are brought to a point that they have no means to live at all.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神对他们严厉的。
When God is severe to them,
乃是盼望他们在受鞭打、受管教以后回转归向神。
It is God's longing that after they are admonished, after they are scourged, they will repent and return.
然后我们又来看一看。
And then we'll also see.
列国在神面前犯罪，除了他们前他神的选民这一点以外。
Upon the nations, besides this point of trampling upon the chosen people of God.
那当然他们前，对他们来说，他们前他神的选民完完全全是因着民族与民族或者是人和人中间的那个利害的关系。
Of course, it seems as if they're trampling upon the Israelites is merely a relationship between people, between nations, and for their loss and for their gain.
虽然他们背后鼓动他们这样做的是仇敌要对付要打断神那个救赎的工作。
And behind it is the work of the enemy to intervene, to break off the work of God.
但是对这些列国的民来说，他们并没有这个想法。
But as for the people of these nations, they are not in that line of thinking.
虽然他们做的在属灵的原则上是很严重，
Even though what they do in a spiritual viewpoint is very severe.
但是神知道，
But、
该负责任的
God knows,
该负那个主要责任的不是他们，是撒旦。
The one who has to bear the responsibility, the culprit, is Satan.
所以神对他们追讨的时候，你看，
Therefore, you can see
神在那里指出他们的问题呢。
When God points out their problem,
是比较偏在那个道德犯罪的这个方面。
It's more on focus on the matter of their corruption and the morality and how they have committed sin.
或者说是人性的那个残暴堕落的那一方面。
Or how the corruption of their human nature have fallen, to that degree.
这是对列国的那个责备里边所提到的。
This is what's mentioned in the admonishment to the nations.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
你留意，
take note.
当神的那个追讨在列国发生的时候，
When God's punishment is being chastened upon the nations.
那个结果是什么呢?
What is that result?
很有意思。
It is very meaningful.
你看到,
you can see.
神这个追讨,
this chastening of God.
当然整个的列国, 不管他是摩亚也好, 亚门也好, 亚兰也好,
of course, all these nations, whether the Syrians, the Moabites, or the Ammonites,
他们整个的国家和整个的民族会受影响。
Their whole nation, the people of the nation will be affected.
但是那个神的这个追讨和是神的那个责罚的重点呢,
But the chastening of God, or the focal point of God's punishment,
你留意在列邦的里边,
You can take note, throughout the nations,
都是在那些上层社会的结构里,
it is all focused upon the upper echelon of the society,
君王,
the kings,
首领,
the leaders,
贵胄,
the royalty.
那是在这个阶层的里头,
it is all upon those level of people.
当然并不是说, 当神这样的对付他们的时候,
Of course, that is not to say when God deals with these people,
平民没有受到影响,
the common people would not be affected at all.
都受影响,
they will be affected.
但是神最重下手的,
but the hand that is heavy from God upon,
而不是在一般的, 民众那里,
it is not upon the common people,
而是在这些, 社会上层的结构那里,
but it is upon the structure of the upper echelon of the people in society.
所以弟兄姊妹你留意,
so if you take note, brothers and sisters,
很重很重的,
it is very heavy.
每一个国家,
each nation,
神的那一个处置啊, 都有一件事情, 给提出来的,
there is a matter of punishment which God mentions.
是什么?
What is that?
宫殿,
it is the palace.
我要毁掉那个宫殿,
I will destroy the palaces.
我要烧灭这是宫殿,
I will devour, I will burn the palaces.
弟兄说你留意的,
brothers and sisters, take note.
每一个国家,
each nation,
特别地指出这一个,
it especially points out this point.
那指出这一个的目的在哪里?
Now, what is the purpose of pointing this out?
那明显你看到,
very clearly you see.
神把那个追讨的责任是放在做王, 做首领, 做, 做民众的, 那些能发号施令的人的, 身上,
the focus, the responsibility of God's punishment is upon the king, upon the leaders, upon those who have a responsibility able to give command.
好,
indeed, we thank our Lord.
他知道怎么追讨,
God knows how to punish.
谁该负什么责任,
God knows who should bear what responsibility.
神就按照他所该负的来接受那个惩治,
God will give out the punishment according to who deserves what.
是当我读到, 哎呀, 每一个国家那个宫殿, 就是那个做王的, 做王, 那个王所生活那个范围里头, 当然包括王本身的在里头, 都给烧毁。
Each time when I read the part that the palace will be devoured and destroyed, of course the palace is where the royalty lives and the king himself lives, and when that is destroyed,
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
但是你回头来看他们的时候呢,
but when you return and look at them,
你很能发觉,
you'll discover,
因为他们所犯的犯罪,
because the sin which they have committed,
都是按照他们所能了解的, 就是人和人中间的那一种光景。
According to what they themselves can understand, is merely the condition between man and man.
欺负人,
Take advantage of others,
残害人,
to harm others.
那在他们的领会里头, 是这样,
in their own understanding, that's the sin that they have committed.
我对付这个邻国, 乃是为了要加强我的所有。
When I deal with this neighboring nation, it's only to strengthen what I have, to enlarge my borders.
那弟兄姊妹你留意到,
brothers and sisters, take note.
在列国的那个责备, 包括摩亚跟 亚门在里头。
In this rebuke of the nations, the neighboring nations, including Moab and Ammon.
特别对那个亚门的责备的时候。
Especially on the rebuke to the Ammonites.
那就是到了第二章。
That is in chapter 2.
特别提了一件事。
It especially mentions this fact.
这一件事是什么呢？
What is that?
他将以东王的鞋骨焚烧成灰。
Because he burned the bones of the king of Edom into lime.
将其中对了，他在这就是在这个地方特别说到这样的一件事。
Here it especially mentions this point.
那这个事情发生在列王记下第十三章的里头。
Now this event took place in 2 Kings chapter 13.
那是摩亚跟以东打仗的时候，他以东王已经死掉了。
That is when Moab and Edom were at war and the king of Edom had already died.
他还要把他的血骨从坟墓里头挖出来来烧，好像泄愤。
But that is that he would still have to dig up the corpse of the king of Edom from the grave to burn it to just release his anger.
这是特别说到说出了人的人性的那个残暴。
This really speaks of the wickedness and of man's nature.
或者说是人的那个恨的那一个程度是到了一个什么样的光景。
Or really highlights the fact of the hatred of man to what point and degree it has reached.
人家都死掉了，埋葬了。
They already died and buried.
还要把他的血骨挖出来来烧。
But the fact that you have to even dig up his grave to take his bones to burn.
我们中国人就很从前啊，这个事情也是很普遍的。
Now, of course, for the Chinese history, this also happened very commonly before.
挖人家的祖坟。
To dig up the ancestors' graves.
尤其是如果是一个村庄跟一个村庄，他们就是两个不同的族在那里要打架的时候。
Especially between two villages, two families when they are fighting there.
他们常会做这个事。
This is something they will do very often.
甚至。
Even to a point.
一些皇帝啊，对一些反叛他的人啊，也做这样的事情。
Even of kings who will do this to those who rebel against them.
所以中国人有句话说，连死人都不放过。
And that's why there's a Chinese saying that you would not even let the dead people get away.
活人，你对付他还有点道理。
Now you have reason to deal with those that are living.
死人你都不放过，这真是没有道理。
Now if you wouldn't even let the dead people get away, that's something unreasonable.
在摩亚跟以东之间也就曾经发生过这样的事。
That is an event that took place between Moab and Edom.
神就指着这个事情。
God speaks of this directly.
说到他要追逃摩亚。
That God will chasten after Moab.
那这就说出了，你看神对列国的追逃，都完完全全是人性的堕落的那一方面的事。
This speaks of the fact that God's chastening upon the nations is more based upon the fact of the corruption of their human nature.
不过提到这段话，我扯出去说另外一件事。
But when I mention about this fact, I'll go aside off tangent to speak of another matter.
有很多基督徒反对火葬啊，就是拿这一句话，拿这一件事情来做依据。
There are many Christians who may be opposed to cremation and they will use this verse here as their foundation.
当然也拿出将来神最后的审判是火湖。
Of course, they also speak of the fact that in the final judgment of God, it is the lake of fire.
所以他们不主张基督徒火葬。
So they do not, would not suggest a Christian to be cremated.
不过如果弟兄姊妹们我们是很细细的读神的话的时候，你看到两个地方跟火葬都没有扯上关系。
But brothers and sisters, if we read the word of God very carefully, we can see these two particular verses here or in Revelation, it has nothing to do with cremation.
这里说到这件事，只是说到人性的那一种可恨可憎发展到这样的一个地步，连死人都不肯放过。
The fact that it's speaking of this event here only shows us how abominable, how detestable human nature can be, that they would not even let the dead people alone.
好了，在亚兰、腓力士、推罗、以东、亚门、摩亚这些国家来说。
Now in these nations, the Syrians, the Edomites, the Moabites, the Ammonites, and the people of Tyre, for them.
你看到神责备他们的都是在人性的堕落的这边。
You can see God deals with them according to the corruption of their human nature.
但是接上去。
But when we follow on.
提到神的选民的时候。
When we speak of the chosen people of God,
你留意到了,
you can take note.
神那个定罪就不是从人的这个层面来说了。
The condemnation of God is no longer focused upon the level of humanity.
因为是神的选民。
Because they are the chosen people of God.
神对神的选民的审判有另外一个标准。
The judgment of God upon his chosen people have another standard.
这也有点像罗马书二章所说到将来神审判的时候对与神无关的那些人神有另外的一个原则来处理。
That is just as the words in Romans chapter 2 when the judgment of God comes that for those who have nothing to do with God, God will judge them with another principle in another way.
没有听过福音呢，或者说福音还没有显明以前的那些人，神就用良心的那个原则来审判他们。
That is for those who have never heard of the gospel, for those who when the gospel have yet to appear, God will judge them by another principle, and that is according to their conscience.
当救恩做成了以后
，But after salvation is complete，
当福音。也传到了的时候
When the gospel is preached,
人听见了福音而不接受福音的话
When men have heard the gospel and did not receive the
gospel, 那将来审判的时候神就根据你用什么态度来对待福音
When God judges, he will judge according to what attitude you have toward the gospel.
就不再是凭着良心的那一个原则了。
It will be no longer according to the principle of your conscience.
现在我们看到神责备犹大和以色列的时候。
Now when we see God judges Israel and Judah.
你也看到这样的事情。
You can see this.
比如这么你留意神责备犹大的时候。
You can see when God rebukes Judah.
神怎么责备他们呢?
How did God judge them?
第二章的第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
耶和华如此说
Thus said of the Lord,
犹大人三番四次的犯罪
For three transgressions of Judah and for four,
他们的刑罚
I will not turn away the punishment thereof,
因为他们厌弃耶和华
Because they have despised the law of the Lord,
不遵守他的律例
and have not kept his commandments.
他们列祖所随从虚假的偶像使他们走迷了
And their lies cause them to err after the which their fathers have walked.
我却要降火在犹大烧灭耶路撒冷的宫殿。
But I will send a fire upon Judah and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹们你看。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
一转过来对选民的责备的时候。
The rebuke when God turns to his chosen people.
整个责备的内容。都是停留在人和神的关系上。
All the content of the focus of the judgment is upon the relationship his people have with God.
第六节以后就是说到以色列的了。
Now, after verse 6 speaks of Israel.
那就不单是说犹大那么短的话了。
Now, these words are not as short as Judah.
就说了更多更多的话了。
But these words are more and more.
那我们今天晚上不看以色列这个部分了。
Tonight, we won't go into this portion of Israel.
我们留到以后再看。
We'll get into it next time.
我们就只是注意到 神所注意的是什么？But
we'll take note of the fact what God focuses on when he deals with his chosen people.
与神没有关联的人, 神注意他们的人性怎么发展。
Now those who have nothing to do with God, God will see how their human nature have developed.
但是对于认识神的选民,
but,
神对他们的鉴察,
but to the chosen people of God, God has a foundation to deal with them.
这个依据是依据他们和神的关系。
And this foundation is based on the fact of their relationship with God.
具体的表达乃是他们用什么态度来看神的言语。
That is manifested more practically upon the fact what attitude they have toward the Word of God.
这个是很清楚了。比如说你看下去你就看到是这样的一件事。Brothers
and sisters, this is very clear. When we read on, we will see.
这件事情不单是在旧约对选民是这样。
This fact is not only manifested in the Old Testament to the chosen people.
在新约里头对教会也是这样。
But it is the same for the church in the New Testament.
弟兄们你记得当时在四福音里面,
brothers and sisters, you remember in the
four Gospels,
God says to the Jews,
你们不要以为来, 我要审判你,
now do not think I come to judge you.
将来自然有审判你们的,
there will be those who will judge you.
谁呢?
Who?
摩西,
it is Moses.
凭什么来审判你们?
What will Moses use to judge you?
就凭着神像他所传的律法。
It is according to the law of God.
在那个日子,
in those days,
神和他属他的人的中间, 神所留意的就是他们和神有没有一个正常的关系。
What God focuses on is if the people have a correct relationship with God.
而这个正常的关系就表达在他们怎么听从神的话语。
This is manifested upon the point, how do they obey, listen to the word of God?
实在的来说就是他们怎么去接受神的权柄。
Practically speaking, is how do the people receive the authority of God?
到了新约的日子,
in the days of the New Testament,
事情更清楚了。
It is even more clear.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
读到犹大受责备的这一段话的时候,
now when I read this passage about Judah being rebuked,
我觉得很有意思。
I feel it is very meaningful.
以前我没有很注意的来读神的话,
before when I did not carefully read the word of God,
后来会很注意的读神的话,
later on as I learned to pay more attention to read the word of God, when I read the book of Amos,
亚兰是这样,
when I read Syrian, it's
读菲利士是这样,
and the Philistines is like that.
神说我就烧灭他的王宫,
God says, I will devour their palaces.
我烧灭他们的宫殿,
I will destroy their palaces.
那现在读到犹大的时候,
but here, when I read Judah,
我就读下去了,
I continue to read on.
我没有, 不是说这次了, 是, 开始留意到, 焚烧宫殿的这件事情的时候,
it's not this time, but it's when I began to take note of the fact that the palaces will be destroyed.
读到神责备犹大的时候,
when I read the fact now God will judge Judah,
神和人中间那个关系是那个焦点,
of course I see the focal point is the relationship between God and man.
那么我就读到神说我就要烧毁你们当中的, 我心里面就跳出来了,不会是圣殿吧?
And then my heart will jump out, the fact that it's not just the fact that God will devour the palaces, but devour your palaces, devour you.
圣殿,
your palaces.
一看, 感谢主,不是圣殿,是宫殿。
I see the fact that God will not destroy the temple. I was worried that God will say he will destroy the temple in Jerusalem, but it says devour the palaces of Jerusalem.
为什么我会有这样的一种情形表达出来呢?
Now why would I suddenly felt that way as I read on?
因为很早很早, 神就让我看到在耶利米书上犹大人他们在神面前放肆的其中的一个根据。
I had that feeling or worry was because a long time ago when I read Jeremiah, one of the bases which the Jews had to live loosely was based on this fact.
那就是说我们有圣殿
was the fact that they have the temple, they have the temple.
他们觉得他们有圣殿什么事情都可以逢凶化吉了。
So the fact was that the Jews thought they had the temple, and because they had the temple, no matter what went wrong, it will always turn for the better.
神不能不理会他们的了。
So that God will always care for them.
所以我是也有这个概念，我读这里没有读到那时候，哎呀，是不是要把圣殿都要烧掉？
So as I read on in this line of thinking, before I got there, I would think, oh, would God destroy even the temple?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
还没到那个程度。
It is not to that point yet.
因为那个时候犹大在神面前虽然是走下坡，但是还不至于到这样顶撞神。
Because even though Judah was going downhill at that time, they have not gone that bad yet to oppose God severely.
所以对犹大神还是说我就烧毁耶路撒冷的宫殿。
As to Judah, God's punishment also will be that he will devour the palaces of Jerusalem.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他做事真的是有分寸。
Indeed, God works and knows His borders.
他知道什么时候该做什么事。
God knows exactly what He needs to do at each time.
他做什么事该做到什么程度。
And each time as He works to what degree.
他完全有他的那一个判断在那里。
God is completely able and He knows to do rightly.
我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
阿摩斯书。
In the book of Amos.
如果我们不经意的这样读的话，
if we do not read it carefully,
我们觉得它跟我们没有什么多大的关系。
We'll feel this doesn't have much to do with us.
因为那是以色列人的问题。
Because these are the issues, the problems of the Israelites.
虽然当中有一些属灵的原则可以给我们参考。
And perhaps there may be some spiritual principle we can take as reference.
但是绝大部分跟我们都没有关系。
But for the most part, it has nothing to do with us.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
什么时候他给我们多看到一点？
Whenever God shows us a little bit more,
我们很明显的看到。
Very clearly we can see.
虽然在历史的事上面与我们没有关系。
Even though in the matter of history it has nothing to do with us.
但是在神向人发表他自己的事上。
But in the matter when God manifests himself to man.
和我们有完全的关系。
It has everything to do with us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以我们看神这样的责备列国的时候，
therefore when we see how God admonishes the nations,
让我们对神的自己多有一点的了解，
may we have somewhat more of an understanding knowing God more,
和领会，
and to know him more,
也晓得，
and that we would also realize,
我们的神他虽然长久忍受人对他的误会。
That our God will forbear with man's misunderstanding of him.
但是他不会因着为要叫人给他有准确的了解，他就提早来表白他自己。
But God will not defend himself before the time is fulfilled just for the sake that man will come to understand him and not misunderstand anymore.
他还是按照他自己的旨意来做成他所要做的工。
God will still complete his work according to his own will.
我们感谢他。
We thank him.
因为他是这样的一位神。
Because he is such a God.
叫我们不得不向他低头下拜。
So that we must bow, prostrate, and worship him.
因为他实在是把他自己没有保留的向我们打开。
Because indeed he reveals himself to us completely.
让我们看到。
So that we can see.
如果我们对神有误会，那是人的愚昧。
If we do have any misunderstanding toward God, it is our own foolishness.
而不是神的性情。
But it has nothing to do with God's own nature.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我想今天晚上我就和弟兄姊妹们交通到这了。
I think I'll end my sharing here tonight with brothers and sisters.
对以色列的责备，我们下礼拜就开始。
We'll begin next week with the rebuke to the Israelites.
我们看到神责备以色列。责备到那么凶。
When we see how severely God admonishes the Israelites,
因为以色列能剩下的时间已经不多了。
It is because of the fact that the time remaining for Israel is not much at all.
因为不太，再过不太久的时间，以色列就要给亚述来灭掉。
Because in a short time, Israel will be destroyed.By Assyria.
所以在剩下短短的时间，神说了那么厉害的话。
Therefore, with such little time remaining, God speaks such severe, solemn words to Israel.
那是为着要叫以色列及时的回转。
It is in order so that Israel will return in time.
可惜的，以色列不领神的情。
Sadly, Israel did not take this to heart.
只好灭亡了。
They only became destroyed.
这对我们今天认识主的人来说，是的确是一个很大的光照。
For us today who know the Lord, indeed, that is very great enlightenment.
但愿我们的主给我们里面不暗淡。
May the Lord cause us not to be dim within.
晓得趁着主还剩下时间给我们的时候，我们回到神的心意的里头。
So that while God still gives us time, we'll return back to His heart's desire.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.